The Ministry of Health has released fresh standard operating procedures aimed at protecting learners, teachers and staff following the Ebola outbreak. The guideline comes at a time when schools across the country are set to reopen on for the second term of 2026. Dr. Dennis Mujimba, the Ministry of Education spokesperson, says all learning institutions must ensure the availability of hand-washing facilities with clean running water and soap at key locations, including entrances, classrooms, dining areas, and dormitories. Schools have been directed to enforce mandatory hand-washing for every learner, teacher, staff member, and visitor upon entry, and at regular intervals during the day. Regular disinfection and cleaning of high-touch surfaces and learner congregation areas have also been made compulsory. The guidelines also advise schools to minimize non-essential gatherings, assemblies, and large events, and to strictly restrict unnecessary visitors to school premises. Dr. Onibaha Tungire, the Acting Commissioner of Clinical Services of the Ministry of Health, has assigned specific responsibilities to school administrators, teachers, and learners to ensure the measures are effectively implemented.
Already in school, we work with the schools to enhance surveillance therein using the nurses that we have at school to keep high on alert for monitoring any event that could be happening therein until otherwise. When we have another risk assessment provided that raises the level of risk that we have in the country, perhaps further communication will come out to this effect, and we will be able to inform us as a country going forward.